Columbus Bicentennial Minute.
Here in uptown Westerville, Prohibition began here. It also ended here. Westerville has such a rich history.
Westerville was incorporated as a village in 1858. However, the roots of Westerville can go back as early as 1806, when Revolutionary War veteran Edward Phelps and his friend Isaac Griswold settled along Allen Creek at Blunden's Corners, which is the location today of State Route 3 and State Route 161. In 1809, the first residence in the area was built by Garrett Sharp and his family. In 1816, the Westervelt brothers, Matthew and Peter, bought 890 acres of land along the eastern bank of Allen Creek, and in 1840, the community was named after them, Westerville. Otterbein College has been a key part of Westerville since its founding in 1847 by the United Brethren Church. Otterbein was the first institution of higher learning to admit women without restrictions and to include women on faculty, and was also one of the first universities to admit students of color. The president of Otterbein College in the 1850s, a man by the name of Lewis Davis, was personally involved in Westerville's Underground Railroad efforts, and many homes from the Underground Railroad era still stand today in Westerville. Otterbein University, as it is called today, still remains a beacon of higher learning in Ohio, and the students donate over 70,000 hours of community service each year. Prohibition was Westerville's claim to fame. In 1909, the Anti-Saloon League relocated to Westerville from Washington, D.C. Pearly Baker and Howard Charrington, two prohibitionists, bought 11 acres of land adjacent to Otterbein College and set up what would be later known as Temperance Row. In 2008, Temperance Row became part of the National Register of Historic Places. The Anti-Saloon Leaguers fought very hard for prohibition and succeeded with the passing of the 18th Amendment in 1919. Today, the headquarters of the Anti-Saloon League is part of a museum at the Westerville Public Library. Westerville would remain dry throughout the rest of the 20th century. In 2006, the Old Bag of Nails became the first bar in uptown Westerville since Prohibition, and the very first beer was sold at Michael's Pizza that same year. In the years following World War II, Westerville experienced major growth. By 1950, Westerville's population had grown to over 4,000 residents. By 1970, the number was 12,000, and by 1990, 32,000. In 2010, over 36,000 people call Westerville home. Part of that growth could be attributed to business growth. St. Anne's Hospital relocated to Westerville from its location near Old Town East in 1983 as part of Westerville's effort to focus on business development in the area. Future projects included the Brooks Edge and Eastwind business development complexes and the extensions of Cleveland Avenue and Polaris Parkway in the 1980s and 1990s.
For Columbus Bicentennial Minute, this is Brian Curtis. Happy 200th birthday, Columbus!